The UN Human Rights Chief, Navi Pillay, has warned armed opposition groups in Syria that executions and unlawful killings may amount to war crimes. The warning comes as reports emerge that there have been a succession of mass executions in northern Syria. UN Radio's Patrick Maigwa asked Rupert Colville, spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights in Geneva, about these executions in Syria.
The executions seem to be soaring just in the past few weeks, and in a number of different places. We've received reports in particular from Aleppo, Idlib and Raqqa, so these are all cities and towns in the north. But numbers are very difficult to say. You know, obviously one has to verify, but really quite alarming report, especially just this past week on two separate occasions in the town of Raqqa, reports of quite considerable numbers, but we haven't been able to verify that. But clearly it's happening, and there are sort of photos and videos appearing. People clearly tied or handcuffed and blindfolded in some cases with bullet wounds in their heads.
Is it clear who is undertaking these executions?
Well, the chief culprit seems pretty clear that it's the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS it's called in short. This is one of the very hardline Islamist groups operating, and there seems to be a pattern developing of when they've come under threat from other groups or they've been effectively chased out of a particular area of executing some or all of the prisoners they have in their premises in that particular place. So this is what appears to have happened in Aleppo, for example. They were using a children's hospital as a base. Then it was forced to withdraw when other armed opposition groups attacked, and it seems they executed a considerable number of people in that location. And a bit of a similar pattern in other places as well.
So the executions are more spontaneous rather than just acts of war?
No, these are prisoners. These are people they've captured, who they've been holding. Some of them you might characterize as hostages. It's hard to draw the line as to who's a prisoner of war, if you like, or who's a hostage. And executing them, I mean, quite clearly against international law, most probably a war crime.
What is the High Commissioner's take of this level of executions by these militant groups?
Well, obviously we're very alarmed. I mean, these are crimes and they should stop. But obviously very militant groups, it's hard to reason with. But I think we're trying to make it clear to them that they, like everybody else, are bound by international law. If these are indeed war crimes, as one would suspect from the circumstances, then there's no statute of limitations on war crimes. You know, evidence will be gathered and they will be susceptible to prosecution for that. But I think what's particularly alarming is because there are many other prisoners. We believe there are thousands of people. So these would be government soldiers, it would be people from government militia or government-affiliated militias, but also from other opposition groups because there's been this kind of fighting between the opposition groups. And this particular group, and I'm not saying they're the only ones doing it, because there have been reports in the past of executions carried out by other extremist opposition groups in particular, but the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria really seems to be stepping up this practice in a way that's extremely alarming, given how many prisoners they're thought to hold in various parts of the country.
What else can the High Commissioner do to make sure these groups stop these executions?
Well, obviously, we can't directly stop groups like this doing anything, but I think we're trying to send out a very clear message. Whether they then change their practices is another matter. But I think we have to make it very clear that, you know, what they're doing is not just unacceptable, it's grotesque. They're also doing it to civilians, not just to military prisoners. It's illegal, it's a war crime to execute any prisoner in a sort of arbitrary, summary fashion in this way. Fighters who are no longer fighting, so people they've captured in conflict, are subject to protection under the Geneva Conventions, in particular Common Article 3, which states that persons taking no active part in the hostilities, including members of armed forces who've laid down their arms and those placed hors de combat by sickness, wounds, detention, or any other cause, shall in all circumstances be treated humanely.
Would this form the body of evidence the High Commission is collecting in order to take those liable for war crimes to The Hague?
Well, there's a lot of evidence being collected, not just by the High Commissioner and her office and my office, but also by the Commission of Inquiry on Syria. And obviously, they're looking into every facet of the human rights situation in Syria. And as I said, these aren't the first. What's really disturbing is what appears to be a really big increase in this practice.